All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome to 21 and Up. I'm Amy.
And I'm Destiny.
We're the interns, and we thought we'd try our hand at this podcast thing, just like we're trying our hands at this adult thing. You know, it's really weird. I just recently turned 21, 21 and a half, big deal. And I kind of feel like I'm on top of the world. I can do everything except for rent a car. But I got a real firsthand experience at adulting this weekend. I was babysitting. Felt like a single mom. Shout out to all you single moms. I don't know how you do it. and the little girl, sweet, sweet Reva, threw up everywhere in the middle of the night. And I had to clean that up. And I realized, yep, I am not quite ready. ready to full on adult.
No, I don't think babysitters, nannies get enough credit.
We're kind of just trying our hand at everything in the adult world. New job, interning, trying to get in the hang of things.
Get through college, get through life.
Get through relationships and money.
And we're hoping maybe some of this helps you out along the way. but in honor of our first episode, we have 10 first questions.
For each other. We each prepared questions about firsts. Destiny and I, honestly, we met a couple weeks ago, and we work every other day, so we're opposite. We don't know each other that well. So I guess we wanted to get to know each other while you lovely people get to know us at the same time for our first episode.
So I guess I'll just start with my first question.
Okay.
So what's the first app you check when you wake up in the morning?
Oh, it probably depends on my notifications because I'm so popular when I wake up. But honestly, it's probably Instagram.
Okay.
I don't want to say texting counts as an app.
Right.
But probably Instagram.
Okay.
I want to say. Yeah. Okay. What about for you? My first question, who was your first celebrity crush?
Oh. I think the movie was called Sleepover, and it had it had Evan Peters in it.
Was him?
Yes. And he was
like
the
American
kind of,
Horror Story?
Yes. And he was like the kooky, like, nerdy guy that would skateboard, and I had good taste when I was younger. But yeah, I think that was my first celebrity, like, first little crush. I was like, whoa, what are these feelings? That guy's cute.
mine was definitely Aaron Carter. I wrote about him in my kindergarten diary because I thought that we would get married since we have the same initials.
Oh.
I thought that's how it worked. It's not. It's definitely not.
That's funny. Okay, so what is the first foreign country you ever visited?
I think it was England. Yes, my mom. This is actually fun. My mom went on a business trip to London, and so my dad and I flew out to visit her. And while we were there, we saw Jason Alexander, who plays George Costanza on Seinfeld. But we didn't get to say hi to him. We were just eating pizza in the same restaurant, and my dad's like, oh my God, that is George. But we're like, you can't say hi. And then we go see a play, and he's in the theater across from us, and we're just like, This was our moment, and we didn't take advantage of it, but it was like my first celebrity sighting probably also.
Oh,
my first
fun.
Foreign country.
That's a good country to start out with. So it's not like culture shock.
Yeah, you speak the language. Yeah. I felt really cool. I definitely wasn't cool, but it's fine.
Yeah, Latvia was my first foreign country.
Oh.
And that was a huge culture shock because don't speak Latvian, don't speak Russian, but it was good. It was a good time.
Good. Okay, what was your first cell phone?
Definitely a little Nokia. I think I was in fourth grade. Like those little Nokia track phones.
That
the only thing you could do was text and play Snake.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't they have games on them?
Yeah. It was a good run with that phone.
I feel like that was everyone's first phone and they were indestructible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That thing would stay charged for weeks. Like, I rarely remember having to charge it.
Yeah. I thought my brother and sister were so cool because they're older than me. So they got the phone first. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. And I didn't get my phone till the eighth grade, probably.
Oh.
Got one of those slidey ones, though. The technology improved, but they were much more breakable. Apple needs to invest in the durability of the Nokias.
Yeah, no kidding. What happened to that? Now my phone won't even stay charged like an entire day.
No. It's at, what time is it? It's 11 o'clock and my phone is at 50%.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Okay, what was your first job?
My first job was, I sold tickets and was a hostess at one of those movie theaters that serves food. So as Trey was saying earlier, some call that Studio Movie Grill, but it was not in fact Studio Movie Grill. It was called Colleyville Cinema Grill, but same premise. And yeah, I got that job. I had just a bunch of friends that worked there. I was in theater in high school and everyone worked there. And so one day the manager just called me and was like, hey, you want to apply for a job here? And I just woke up from a nap. And so I was like, yeah, I'll be right there. I guess he still liked me, even though I was pretty groggy. I actually had that same question for you, though. What was your first job?
My first job was at a hostess job at a little like bar and grill. I grew up in a really small town. Yeah, and I only wanted to work 2 to 5 and not work on the weekends. Classic. And so, I don't know, maybe like 3 or 4 months in, the manager was like, okay, well, we're getting rid of your shift. So I basically got laid off from my hostess job.
Amazing. Amazing. Okay, let's get into the real stuff. What was your first date?
Oh, this is funny. the first date that I remember, that was like 6th grade maybe, I had this boyfriend and we went to the movies to see National Treasure, the one with
Nicolas Cage?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
my hero.
We were sitting there and I remember a bunch of our friends from school went to see I Am Legend and my mom wouldn't let me see it because she thought it was too scary.
Right.
And so me and him went to see National Treasure and we're sitting there and the movie hasn't even started yet. And I think maybe he just said like, I'm going to go get popcorn or a drink. He never came back and went and saw I Am Legend with another girl.
You got ghosted in the 6th grade?
I got ghosted. And it's funny because that's when I met my best friend, a girl that I kind of knew in school was sitting a few rows behind me. And after seeing like me sitting there by myself, she came and sat with me and now we're like, best friends.
Oh.
So it worked out. But.
Okay. Well, girlfriends better than boys. That was a failed attempt at a slogan. It's fine.
What is the first text that you sent today?
It's probably to my boyfriend, even though I was just talking smack on boys. Let me pull it up. It's really riveting. I said, aw. Because he told me he couldn't fall asleep. And I woke up to him saying, I can't sleep. So I said,
poor guy. He sat up all night.
Oh, I know.
Waiting for your reply.
He missed me so much. Ugh. Poor guy. Okay. Little change from the boy train. Since we are both the social media interns here at the Kid Craddock Morning Show, what was your first ever social media?
Oh, definitely MySpace.
Oh yeah.
I think that was like everyone our age, but that would probably MySpace.
I think we were on the border of MySpace and Facebook. So yeah. I had some friends that didn't have social media until Facebook. And I remember having a MySpace and being like, I'm never getting a Facebook, MySpace for life. And no.
Man, MySpace, those were the days.
Yeah. Did you take those pictures from like the way above angle?
Oh.
And yeah. You like, can only see your nose.
MySpace was like my Seenie Weenie days.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you're like, your hair is
Remember you could have a song on your profile. I always had like really heavy metal screamo songs that I just really wanted to look cool, but I was not into that music at all.
Destiny, do you want our theme song to be a heavy metal song?
Fun fact, in high school, me and my best friend were like singing one day, just being stupid, and I started doing screamo, and she was like, oh my God. She was like, I think you can actually be like a screamo singer. And
bring
so
back.
She recorded a video and put it of me and put it on Instagram. All these people were like, holy crap, dude, like you're such a good screamo singer. But
can I find that?
I bet I could find it. Maybe we can play
clip next time. So stay tuned for our second podcast.
But that's as far as that went. So,
oh my gosh.
This is a good one. So what's the first thing you do when you get home?
I take off my shoes. 100%.
Okay.
Or actually, no, I go. So right now I live in my sorority house. It's really cheesy, but it's actually a lot of fun. So don't talk smack. So the first thing I do is I come home and I go into the kitchen because we just have a bunch of snack cabinets and like this Tupperware full of Cheetos. And I almost always go for the Cheeto cabinet when I get home. And then I go to my room and take off my shoes. So there.
Okay. Yeah. I think I usually go for the pants.
Okay. That's fair. But I'm like, I live in this house with 40 people. So I gotta keep my pants
times.
On. You know, it's a little
it's just
much.
Me and my dog.
Yeah.
And
okay.
My boyfriend. But
okay. So this is where we differ. The different experiences of two 21-year-olds.
Yeah.
Okay, Destiny. Tell me this. What was it like the first time you got pulled over?
Oh, yeah. So I got pulled over like literally the day after I got my license.
Amazing.
And I didn't even have the plastic license yet. It was just the paper. And I ran a red light. I have a tendency to run red lights.
Oh.
I think I just get caught up in like listening to whatever on the radio.
Do you like treat it like a stop sign?
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't just blast through.
I'm not the best driver. Okay. I've had my fair share of tickets. but yeah, I ran the red light and a cop was sitting at the light and pulled me over. And thankfully, I didn't start crying or anything, but he could tell I was pretty nervous and upset.
You were shook.
So he gave me a warning, let me go.
Okay.
But that was the first of many. So.
Okay. There you go.
Oh, what is the first concert you ever went to?
It was Lorde. Okay,
but that's a good one.
Yeah, and a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, that means you went to your first concert when you were like 16. Yes, okay, I'm sorry. My family didn't go to concerts. We always went to musicals because we're theater nerds. But it was so good. It was the best first concert ever. And I get to go see her again in March when she comes to Dallas.
No way. I did not know she was coming to Dallas.
Oh, she's coming to Dallas.
Oh, I'm there.
American
I have to
Airlines
be there.
Center. Yeah, I'm so excited. Everyone go to her tour. She's
wow,
amazing.
That's I love Lorde. I think she's amazing. And her lyrics are so good.
Ugh, when she came out with Greenlight, I was like,
yes,
girl.
I was waiting so long for this new album.
Yeah.
I feel like we waited like 2 years for that.
She
or even
like,
more.
She just became this huge thing, got us all in love with her, and then she just dropped off the face of the planet.
Yeah.
And, like,
and I
feel
like she's very underrated.
That?
Like people don't, I don't know. None of my friends listen to her as far as I know, but that's a good one.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. What else do I have? I think we had a lot of the same questions. Okay. This is one of my last ones, actually. Tell me about your first boyfriend.
My first boyfriend.
Was
okay.
it the guy that ghosted you at the movies, or is that just a date?
Okay, no, he was my boyfriend.
Okay.
But when I think of like a real boyfriend, like first love, I guess, is my boyfriend I have now, which we met. He's a little older. I was 16, he was 20, which sounds really weird.
It's fine
but it
now.
Worked. Yeah, it's okay now. We've been together 5 years. But my first boyfriend in high school was my first kiss, by the way.
Okay.
I won't say his name.
That's fine.
He knows who he is if he listens.
You
but,
know who you are.
We dated for a few months, and I thought he was cute. That's the only reason I dated him, but I didn't want to, like, hang out with him.
Okay.
But he is openly gay now, so
okay, good.
We went our separate ways, and you know everything works out for the better. So.
You know, mutual splitting there.
Yeah,
both moved on to greener pastures, I guess.
So, since we're both in college, you probably remember this very vividly. Who was your first friend in college?
Oh, okay. There's two girls. We're still best friends. So I go to SMU in Dallas, and they start off orientation with this thing called Arrow. I kind of forgot what it stands for, whatever. But I met my two best friends, Julia and Becky, all at Arrow, where they like lock you in the dorms for a night and you do these activities with your Arrow group. It's all about bonding. And it was pretty cheesy, but it works. And really all my best friends I met before college even started. So that's really great.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, I think that kind of wraps up our questions. I think we'll get to know each other a lot through this.
No, I really do. I really do.
And I think it'll be interesting because we're really similar, but like we're kind of in different
paths.
Like I just pretty much graduated college. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of going into a career.
Yeah, Destiny has to be a real adult right now.
Yeah.
I'm still faking it.
Which, the internship lasts for a few more months. So
yeah.
I'm still like.
Still chilling.
I'm still mooching and not have a real job yet. But.
Yeah. But we're going to keep figuring it out. We're going to keep coming back to you with more of our disastrous stories of trying to be adults. Destiny may have more now that she's pretty much done with school.
Oh, God.
But I think next week we were going to try and talk about adulting even more.
And thank you guys so much for listening. Be sure to like and subscribe, and we will be uploading weekly. So go ahead and tune in next week for the next episode of 21 and Up.